And good morning, everyone. Greetings on behalf of my colleagues at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. I'm really honored to participate in this very important debate, and I would like to thank the Foundation for inviting us to be a part of this. So I'll spend the next few minutes reflecting on the space program as an example of an incredibly successful and powerful international collaboration, one that has yielded so many technological advances that benefit all aspects of the global economy and the quality of life. I also will project what I believe is an even more exciting future for collaboration and economic growth in space and across a wide range of emerging technologies. For over 60 years now, NASA has been driven to answer the most profound and fundamental human questions. How did the universe originate? How did we get here? And are we alone? The first 60 years of space exploration have yielded an unbroken line of scientific discoveries that are beginning to unlock these very secrets of the universe. Those discoveries, however, were made possible only through collaboration with our valued international partners, and none more significant than our partnership in the European Space Agency, and particularly with the United Kingdom. What began as a space race has grown into a model of international collaboration that has yielded untold scientific knowledge and improved our quality of life here on Earth. Space exploration, I believe, is humanity's greatest adventure, fueled by the combined genius of the world's best scientists, engineers, and technicians, including many right here in the United Kingdom. For the first 60 years, we landed humans on the moon, flew 135 space shuttle missions, and through collaboration with our international partners, we've built the International Space Station, a 1 million-pound football field-sized spacecraft orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour. In addition, our robotic avatars have visited every planet in our solar system. In fact, Voyager has left our solar system and gone into interstellar space. And our great space-based observatories have explored space and time back to very near the beginning in the Big Bang. At NASA, we have a very important tagline: technology drives exploration. The incredible challenging environment of spaceflight dictates the most stringent requirements on materials, power systems, propulsion, sensors, computers, and, of course, the human system. Our audacious missions succeed only if we create the advanced technologies necessary to make the impossible possible. The same technologies drive economic progress and improve the quality of life on Earth. The world's most advanced solar power systems were developed for the International Space Station. Space-based GPS navigation enables services like Uber, search and rescue missions, and the emerging urban air mobility. Space-based imagery is used in agriculture, locating natural resources, environmental monitoring, and weather forecasting. Miniaturized electronics developed for space enabled laptop computers, and CMOS low-power sensors developed for imaging are found in virtually every iPhone camera today. And the benefits extend also to the human system. In the United States, 90% of all infant formula contains a nutritional supplement developed to mitigate health effects in astronauts living in a microgravity environment. Water purification systems on the International Space Station have been applied to provide clean drinking water in remote areas on Earth. Miniaturized and remote medical technologies for astronauts have enabled higher levels of medical care in underdeveloped areas. And those are just a few examples. So what does the future for space exploration technology look like, and what does that mean for collaboration opportunities? I believe the next 60 years will be even more exciting than the past and promise to provide an exponential explosion of technology advances that will bring unbounded economic progress and partnering opportunities. At NASA, we're creating the next era of space exploration with an emphasis on partnership. The White House provided Space Policy Directive Number 1 recently, which calls for NASA to, quote, lead an innovative and sustainable program of exploration with commercial and international partners to enable human expansion across the solar system and to bring back to Earth new knowledge and opportunities, close quote. This ambitious charge will be realized only through an exploration architecture that leverages public-private partnerships and international collaboration. Today, we have successfully commercializing low Earth orbit. We've created a commercial cargo transportation infrastructure around the International Space Station, and we expect to extend that in the next year to human transportation. Companies like Blue Origin, SpaceX, Bigelow, and Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic will start independent commercial space operations in the very near future. New affordable launch systems, including Orbex, are moving closer to reality, and new spaceports are being developed, including the one right here in the UK and Scotland. Looking further from home, in partnership with our European partners, we're developing a new generation of spacecraft, more powerful and capable than any in history. These vehicles will take humans back to the moon to develop a sustainable presence and eventually on to Mars. The long-term objective is nothing short of expanding the economic sphere into lunar orbit and beyond. A new generation of internationally developed robotic explorers, including the recently launched Mars InSight, Mars 2020 rover, and potential missions to Europa and Enceladus, will explore our solar system and search for signs of life. The James Webb Telescope, built in collaboration with the European Space Agency, will launch next year on a European rocket. These amazing missions require a new generation of revolutionary technologies to enable us to go farther, faster, and more affordable. NASA and our partners' efforts will again help to accelerate a new wave of disruptive technologies that will influence all aspects of our lives and the economy. And this time around, NASA is partnering with industries all over the world to create technology that will change our lives. Among the most promising that I'll mention are in-situ manufacturing, 3D printing, advanced power and propulsion, including solar electric systems, nanotechnologies that can revolutionize material properties, quantum computing that promises to increase processing power by many orders of magnitude, and potentially the most impactful emerging technologies, artificial intelligence. AI, machine learning, big data systems, and the like promise to revolutionize every single aspect of business and culture. So never mind the Luddites of today who say technology would put us all out of work. The same was said in the Industrial Revolution. It is true that jobs will change. Researchers estimate that almost half of the jobs in demand today did not exist when I was a child. And over half of the jobs our children will hold do not exist today. The speed of technology advancement is driven by human innovation today, but as artificial intelligence becomes more integrated into the fabric of society, the pace of innovation will accelerate rapidly. There is no static model that will ensure our success, but for those who adapt and collaborate, the opportunities are in fact boundless. The key to the future is continual agility, adapting and collaborating with human and machine partners while digitally transforming the way we live and work. The future is incredibly exciting, and we look forward to partnering with you to make that future a reality. Thank you for your time.